USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was apparently a vital part of the whistleblower complaint involving Ukraine and President Trump. Nearly 300 former foreign policy and national security officials weighed in on the impeachment inquiry. They've signed an open letter supporting the inquiry following President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president. A rough transcript of the call shows the president tried to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate political rival Joe Biden. In Las Vegas, Biden told supporters,
"We have a president who's violated his oath of office. A president has put at risk our national security. A president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
One Democratic presidential candidate may be out. USA's John Hunt has more.
The days may be numbered for Senator Cory Booker's presidential campaign, as he must raise nearly $2 million in the next 10 days, or the candidate has no legitimate long-term path forward, according to his campaign manager, Adisu Demise. She warned that a weaker-than-expected fundraising drive in the early part of September, now the campaign needs to rake in another $1.7 to $2 million before the last day of the month. The next 10 days will determine whether Cory Booker can stay in this race.
Dramatic testimony in Dallas from a white police officer about the killing of a black man. Former officer Amber Geiger said she thought she was entering her own home when she shot him. Her attorney asked her about walking into Botham John's apartment.
"I wish he was the one that the gun killed me. I never wanted to take an innocent person's life. I'm so sorry."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels settled her lawsuit with the city of Columbus, Ohio on Friday for $450,000. The agreement came after a mediation session earlier in the day. She originally sought $2 million. Daniels sued the Columbus Police Department after officers arrested her and two other women July 8th in 2018 at the Sirens Gentlemen's Club for allegedly allowing a patron to touch her. The charges were dismissed because, as a guest performer of the club, the Ohio law didn't apply to her. Daniels' lawsuit says her arrest was politically motivated months after going public with allegations she had an affair with President Trump before the 2016 election. The president denies her allegations. It looks like teachers in Chicago might be ready to go on strike. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Members of the Chicago Teachers Union voting by a huge margin to authorize a work stoppage if contract negotiations fail. The result sets the stage for about 25,000 teachers to walk off the job as early as the 7th of October. And it would be the first Chicago public school teacher walkout since 2012, not counting the one-day labor action in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.